we are the number one podcast that nobody knows about. So
exactly.
That makes me number one on the charts.
That's why you didn't know.
People are so upset about it that they're willing to just let their inner racism seep through their assholes and out of their mouths. I've found a place I know for a fact you will see Bigfoot. Coming up, racism. The zoo after hours. Ugh, gross. That's not a Pornhub category I want.
No, that sounds dirty.
Like, if you had to guess what a sound that would get his attention, what do you think that would sound like? See, I was thinking more like a
more high pitch.
My penis is dead.
Hit her over the mallet, throw it over the shoulder, yeah, right. And take it to her cave.
That's creepy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 60 seconds to go the f*** off about what you just heard. If you like puppies and titties, you're going to love this Instagram page. What up, what up, what up, pee silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal, and to ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Wesley has returned. DJ is in the his house.
We're back. We're back. I feel good. This is nice.
Feeling good?
You know, we got some ambient lighting in the back. Nice, you know what I mean? Made it real cinematic in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to do something in slow motion later in the show. It's going to be great.
Mood is set. Mm-hmm. Mood is set.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to tell you guys about an Instagram account that could destroy relationships. That's going to be interesting. Also, racism went viral, and we will also talk about the sexiest gorilla alive.
Oh, Jeffrey?
Not a different one.
Oh, damn.
Not that one.
Damn. I guess that's just personal taste then. Never mind.
That and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This episode is brought to you by All Purpose Alternative Heating and Air. They also do plumbing, electricity, water heater, all that good stuff. No job too small. Always the lowest price. So they offer service 7 days a week, 365 days a year, certified technicians, service guaranteed. They do emergency service, air conditioning, heater, and furnace service. Let me tell you something right now. I have actually used All-Purpose Alternative Heating and Air before. And let me tell you something. It get real hot in Atlanta. I mean, last summer in July, hot as hell. Bro, you know, heat rises. So upstairs, I could barely sleep. I had to actually sleep in the nude. I don't like to do that, but I had to, okay? I was sticking to my sheets. And then? I contacted All Purpose Alternative Heating and Air.
Blessing.
And I was taken care of. So if you are interested, you can go ahead and call to schedule a service today. You're going to reach out to Carlos with a K. Number is 678-830-7353. I'll be sure to put Carlos's number as well as his email address down below in the show notes. All Purpose Alternative Heating and Air.
Gotta love it. Gotta love that air.
Make sure you guys do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. Coming up, is your boyfriend or girlfriend being sneaky by looking at this Instagram page?
Yes.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So it has been brought to my attention that there is an Instagram page that many people who are attracted to women are secretly enjoying. Okay, so my buddy Mikey from the Big Show, The Bird Show, told me about an Instagram page. And I don't know how Mikey came across it. Okay, that's none of my business. Did he know about the page before or after he got a girlfriend?
Hey man, whatever you do,
it's none of my business.
You know, at 3 a.m. when you're asleep next to your girlfriend, but she said no to your sexual advances, so you're just stuck there. I mean, whatever you do at that moment, I mean, hey, it's not my business.
I feel you on that. But here's the thing. You're going to probably love this because you're technically single. You're not betrothed.
I am not.
So if you go to, I can see you now, when you get your phone out and open up your Instagram. Okay. Everybody listening, including you, DJ Hey Cousin. If you go to the page at Puppy Melons, puppy is spelled correctly. Melons is plural, like the fruit, at Puppy Melons. which honestly I should have known by the name alone. The description box reads, aren't they cute? The description box reads, the internet's best kept secret. If you like puppies and titties, you're going to love this Instagram page. So why don't you click one and then slide to the next photo for every one of those?
Okay, I'm gonna go for the Yorkie first. It's so cute.
Yeah, I love Yorkies.
Oh my God.
Isn't it cute?
I chose wisely.
Did you see it?
Oh, see, this is,
yeah.
See, let me tell you something. I've never been on this page before, but I can already tell, listener, that your taste in breed, it just might correlate to your particular taste in the fairer sex, as yes. they might say.
Yes. So here, for listeners who aren't looking at their phones because they're probably driving right now, the whole page starts off with pictures of cute, adorable dogs. And then you click you swipe to see the second photo in the post. And there are actually super hot chicks in bikinis, or maybe she's biting her lip or playing with her hair, or her titties are like demanding my attention. This page is genius.
Yeah. And listener, I'm doing a very particular thing. I've only looked at one photo yet. So I'm being very choosy in which dog I look at. I'm pressing the button based off of which dog I like.
Are you serious?
I am.
That's so weird. I was just like, I just literally just clicked one photo, slid to the lip, and I was just scrolling. It was like a kid in a candy shop. Here,
okay, brother. This is my second pick. It's a puppy. What is this?
Oh, that's like Beethoven. That's a Saint Bernard, right?
Saint Bernard, I think. Yes. Okay. It's a
puppy Saint Bernard.
It's a puppy Saint Bernard. That's so okay.
Cute. Let me see the lady.
Not bad.
I mean, I wouldn't say Saint Bernard, but Jesus.
Not bad at
them
all.
Them titties.
Not bad at all. Not bad at
so
all.
Listen, your significant other can't be upset that you clicked the like button on a photo of a puppy. Because hot chicks are hidden by the puppies if you're smart. So that, I mean, it's kind of genius.
No, it's brilliant.
And I can share it with you guys. There's only three of you listening, so I haven't really given out the secret. You know,
this is my third choice. They're also
it's like three golden retriever puppies.
Yes, they're three.
Are there gonna be three women?
I think so.
Oh, please be. Let me see. Wow.
Not bad at all.
Are they triplets?
I believe they are.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, Instagram, like, white women on Instagram, like, when they're, like, models, they look the same sometimes.
I mean, yeah. You know, the overall model look from a Caucasian standpoint could be very streamlined. So,
I want to
you know.
Say this. Bless you at Puppy Melons for doing the Lord's work.
Bless thee.
Puppies and titties. It doesn't get any better than that. Peep the pic of the golden retriever on the beach with his tongue out.
This
her
one?
Breasts are, yeah. Her breasts are really escaping her bra. Poor thing. She probably had no idea.
So wonderful. Yeah. See, I love the cognitive dissonance of this page because I get to look at something so wholesome and so lovely as a puppy just living in its natural element. And then I get to see a bomb bitty right after that, which completely tantalizes the opposite side of the brain, the pure instinctual caveman part of the brain.
You woman here.
Yeah, and I want to hit her over the mallet, throw her over the shoulder, yeah, right. and take her to her cave.
That's creepy. Up next, you know how you see a gorilla and you think to yourself, damn, that gorilla is sexy as fuck.
Yep, all the time.
Yeah, right? Let's talk about all it. The time. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Oh, happen again.
No, you're looking at me. Stop. That's rude. Okay, so I know that tease sounded kind of crazy, but I wasn't joking, y'all. There is a gorilla that has women going crazy in Japan. Crazy.
Of course it's okay. Japan. Of course.
This came across my social media, and I decided to look further into it, and it turns out this really happened. I know because CNN.com has an article about it, and it was written by Wilfred Chan and Yoko Wakasuki.
Good job.
And I probably still fucked it up. But this was written back in 2015, but it's so weird, it's still worth sharing. And also, we have ourselves a cold read. Okay, so I'm going to click this link here that I've provided for myself as soon as I find the cursor. Pop. It snuck up on me. I couldn't get it up. A lot of men know what I'm talking about here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some men just shriveled up out there.
Shriveled. My penis is dead. All right, so I came across this randomly on one of the social medias, and then I decided to kind of look further into it, and I ended up on CNN.com, and I'm on the website now. This is so annoying. All these goddamn ads. Like, more than half of the web page is just like fat ass ads.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, you know how it is these days. Most of the web space on these things is just all ads.
They have to pay for that website somehow. Like,
yeah, it's a pain in the ass. All right, so here it says, Japanese women go ape over surprisingly handsome gorilla. It reads, who can resist that striking... that striking chiseled brow and that toned furry butt. That's what it says. A surprisingly hunky male gorilla, Shabani, spelled Shabani, if you want to take a look, Wes, has female humans going ape after mugshots of the 18-year-old animal began going viral on Twitter. Zoo officials tell CNN that young women have been flocking to see the pretty primate. Wow.
Wow.
Love that.
Wow. Wow.
The pretty primate who lives at the... I'm going to fuck this up.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do this.
Ooh.
Check this out. Higashiyama Zoo and Botanical Gardens in Nagoya. Could you hear that? Oh, my headphones were on, so you couldn't hear
no,
that.
No, I did hear that, actually.
Oh,
yes.
You did? Okay. It's probably loud as shit, because it was loud as fucking...
It was. Wow, that's hilarious. You can tell by the headline that even the writer... was taken aback by how attractive this fucking monkey is.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm just going off of the headline. Like, you don't use the word surprisingly in your headline like that unless like, oh wow.
I am also turned on by this gorilla.
Yeah, you know what?
What's his Insta?
You know what? I might be coming back later after hours or something.
Right.
Follow up.
The zoo after hours. Ugh, gross. That's not a Pornhub category I want.
No, that sounds dirty.
He goes on to say, want to catch a glimpse of Shabani? Get in line. About 100 admirers constantly surround his exhibit, shouting, look at me, Shabani, and this way, Shabani, whenever he comes out.
God. Are the Japanese women flashing him too? I mean, what? This is ridiculous.
Just throwing their panties at it.
Yeah, right? Like some kind of animal.
Let me see that gorilla D.
Right? Like some kind of animal rock star of some kind.
That's disgusting. You could also go on Twitter where excited users are swapping photos of the hairy heartthrob. These descriptions are hilariously great. Pretty primate. Close-up portraits, alluring full-body poses, and sizzling snapshots of Shabani showing off his impressive muscles. Comments say, he's too handsome. And then someone commented here, at Ginger Killer tweeted or X'd. Well, it was Twitter back then. He's a very distinguished and sophisticated gorilla. The Gregory Peck of gorillas, if you will. Hashtag
what?
Shabani. That's what he said, bro.
They're making it seem like this gorilla's doing a combination of Johnny Bravo posing and him having glasses on and reading a book.
Well, he's also been compared to George Clooney as well.
What?
Yes.
What, is he also doing theater?
I mean, maybe. Oh, it says, but too bad, Shabani is taken. According to officials, the gorilla has two wives.
Of course he does.
I and Nini. That's hilarious.
He's the baddest gorilla in all the land. Of course he'd have two wives.
He's also said to be an excellent father to his children. Kiyomasi and
kids.
Annie.
Just two. I'm surprised he only has two. Surprised he's not a rolling banana.
I don't know how to say this dude's words. Takayoshi in Ishikawa, a zoo spokesperson, says Shabani's fame was totally unexpected. It's and there's a quote here. It's a perfect example of the internet society. We are very surprised by the phenomena. Close quote, he said to CNN. But like a true superstar, Shabani isn't fazed. As he says, quote, he seems to have noticed his new popularity, but he's kept it very cool. And that's the end of the article.
This gorilla has decorum.
Look him up. I'm surprised you haven't even looked at him yet.
You know what? I'm low-key surprised, too, because I've just been taking all this in while also drinking soju. Send me the link. How about that?
Well, I mean, he's easy. Just type it in, Shabani. He'll pop right the fuck up. Shabani. That's why I spelled it earlier. I thought she was going to look that shit up.
Hey, all right, damn. Give me a goddamn break.
Shabani Gorilla.
Ooh. He's like the gorilla that comes to your mind when you think of a gorilla.
Facts.
And I don't mean that.
He is like the, like when he, you think of gorilla.
He's the poster child of gorilla.
He is the best looking gorilla out there. He's like, yo, fucking the Rolling Stone of all gorillas.
I don't like the way he's looking at me, dog.
Yeah, you see, he's got a lot of poses.
That just pierced me a little bit.
You see the one when he's like chewing like a piece of bark or some
That's the first one that came. That was the first one.
Well, did you see the
was that looking is... dead at me.
Right. You see the like, one he's got his hand on his chin like he's thinking and shit?
Oh my God. How dare you get this gorilla in this pose?
I feel like he even had a shot when he was just like looking back, like looking back at, that's the one. That's the one right there. Look at those muscles.
Oh my God.
That gorilla is stacked, bro. So listen,
hey yo, whatever the two wives, y'all should be honored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gorillas out here ain't doing half the movement. And facts. You know what I'm saying? He got going on. So
facts.
You know what I'm saying? He could be with a human if he wanted to.
He really could.
You know what I mean?
He really could.
So just be happy. So get whatever, you know what I'm saying, leaves, coconuts, you know what I'm saying, he need to get. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he's good.
Facts. And as always, you can find pictures for the episode on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly or the Professional Silly Podcast Facebook group. And you can judge for yourselves.
Because this is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
What, the gorilla? I'm sorry. What, is it too sexy?
It is. This got way too sexy, way too fast. I shouldn't have looked. This is why I didn't look. I thought I was afraid that I might get enamored. And it happened, all right? Yeah. After this podcast is over, I can already see myself at 2 a.m. looking at...
You going to slide into the gorilla's DM now?
He has a DM? Oh my God, you're right. He does have a DM.
Yo, I'll
mean, I don't. I mean, do you think he would respond? Like...
Yo, coming up, I've found a place I know for a fact you will see Bigfoot. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I know many people have been wondering, where is Bigfoot?
Cleveland.
Wouldn't that be random? yeah, he's my neighbor. Yeah, we grill all the time.
Yeah.
Guy's a hell of a VR player.
Oh, man. He brings over the best bison. I don't know where he gets it from.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you Bigfoot is in North Carolina. Tons of them in many different sizes. Yep.
Yep. What, did somebody find a reservoir, a reserve of Bigfoots?
In a way, the largest Bigfoot festival in North Carolina is coming your way in May.
Is this about to turn into an ad? The fuck? It's gonna be May.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that in.
Oh.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah! I don't know where this Bigfoot shirt came from all of a sudden I'm wearing.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, this is weird.
Bigfoot's always with us.
Yeah.
He's upon us. But in the foothills of Western North Carolina and Marion, North Carolina, to be exact, the WNC Bigfoot Festival on May 18th is this year, okay? So the festival was created by the Bigfoot research group, Bigfoot 911, and they explored all throughout the Western North Carolina mountains searching for Sasquatch, as they also call him. And they are a nonprofit. I don't know how, but they are. And their love for the search kind of like inspired the festival.
It's moments like these that restore faith in me when it comes to humanity.
The fact that they can get like a nonprofit for a Bigfoot festival while there's hungry children in the streets. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Mm, great. Everything will kick off, if you're interested, in downtown Marion. Along Main Street, if anyone else is interested in going, it actually sounds like a lot of fun. I'm talking a lot of shit because I'd be honest with you, I'm totally into like random fun things like this because honestly, something like that would make like a great vlog at the very least.
It really would.
You know what I mean? So, because there will also be paranormal researchers there and personalities speaking, including Zach Bales. Nope, not Zach Baggins from Ghost Hunters. Some dude named Zach Bale, but his name is Zach and his last name begins with a B. So. And he also does paranormal stuff, I think. I don't know this guy,
that
but
checks
he's going to be there.
That checks for me.
He's going to be there. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
and if you can also enter a Bigfoot calling contest. I have no idea what that sounds like, but what more do you need for a good time? I mean, honestly.
Okay. That's amazing. I might have to look for that later, just what Bigfoot apparently sounds like. Or
what do you think the call sounds like? Like, if you had to guess what... What a sound that would get his attention. What do you think that would sound like? Sammy is like, what the fuck? That's my cat for my new listeners. What the fuck? See, I was thinking more like a
More high pitch. Okay. Because it is a calling. I feel you.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that would be a great Bigfoot calling.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going with
that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We would totally win. We would totally win.
I believe so.
Think of all the Bigfoot merch that you'll be able to purchase. So if you want to check out any information on that, go to HiggyPop, HiggyPop.com. They have tons of information there, and I'll post a link in the show notes if you can go ahead and just click that if you would like to. So go get your Bigfoot on.
Yeah, go get some merch. Go get a Bigfoot ashtray.
Yeah,
go get
don't pay your rent. Go do that.
Yeah, go get a Bigfoot teacup set. Go get a Bigfoot train set.
And go, if you go, send me some Bigfoot merch.
Yeah. Send me some Bigfoot socks,
PO box
please.
Is in the show notes too.
Yeah. 2 pair Bigfoot socks.
Coming up, racism. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Do you feel oppressed?
I feel oppressed a little bit.
Good. You should, because this next story is going to be annoying.
Oh, shit.
I'm sure many of you have already heard the Indiana State University student situation that's going on by the name of, I think it's Asa Blanton. This is something that she said, and I quote, I'm just reading a quote here. Your great granny and grandpas, but they was picking, okay? They wasn't planting. Just keep that in mind. They wasn't making money. They was getting sold for money. So yes, these are the words that this white woman spoke in a recorded video, and it was posted on TikTok, and she went viral for definitely the wrong thing, clearly. But all of this is because Beyonce dared to create a country album, Act Two, Cowboy Carter. The fact that this woman just existing in this genre of music angers a lot of white people. It's kind of insane to me. So I feel like I should start off by saying this, that I am not a crazy Beyonce fan. I love her music. I respect her as a black woman doing her fucking thing. There's a lot of respect that I have for her, but I am not a part of the beehive at all. But I will say this, Beyonce isn't really joining or trying to join the country genre. She simply made an album. She made a country album. She never said, I am now a country artist. That's not what she's trying to do. She is an artist, and music is her art. And people are so upset about it that they're willing to just let their inner racism seep through their assholes and out of their mouths. Okay, so what I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to play the audio.
Well, before you do, I find it very interesting how from diaspora to diaspora, the goalpost changes as far as what's culturally acceptable. Mm-hmm. Because from a music standpoint, there are so many instances of someone crossing over into quote unquote black music. Mm-hmm. And based off their sound, based off their intent, even if it's malice, ultimately, we still give them some kind of acceptance. Even if there is some level of backlash, there usually is some percentile of our culture that accepts that.
I will say Miley Cyrus, the artist is amazing. We love them even more and embrace them.
Regardless.
Eminem, Robin Thicke, etc.
Yes. Even if they disavow that relation later on, once they've gotten that acceptance, so they can do other things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, and I'm not saying it happens every single time when they try, but there's more times than not.
You know, facts.
And the fact that someone as revered and as celebrated as Beyonce Knowles took the opportunity to make something like this and received that kind of response to it. And I know it's not.
She knew she was going though.
And I know it's not the majority. Yeah. I know these are just small people being very loud. Mm-hmm. However, it still speaks to a perspective of society that still exists. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how big and small the world has gotten, of how easy information is accessible, how often people are unlearning things. Mm-hmm. Easier we've made that in this world, regardless of all the fucked up shit that still exists. These thoughts and opinions still thrive. And it's very disheartening, to be honest with you, because there's so much information that can dispel that shit. And, you know, I'll leave it right there.
So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this first before I play the video. This woman is a nursing student at Indiana State University. But it's going to be kind of crazy because there's a lot of black female nurses. So I don't know what she's going to do with that.
Don't get hurt.
I don't know what she's going to do about that.
Don't get hurt.
About 70% of nurses these days are fucking black women. So yeah, she had a lot to say about black people not being a part of country music, which you'll hear in a moment, which, by the way, if you're not aware of this, black people actually have very deep roots in country music. So anyways, I'm just going to go ahead and play the audio and let you hear everything for yourselves.
I'm sorry, but if you're black, you're not country. I don't care. And I wish I meant that in the nicest way. But babe, I know you were raised in the country, or your grandparents were, I guess, your great granny and grandpas, but they was picking, okay? They wasn't planting. Just keep that in mind. They wasn't making money. They was getting sold for money. Country.
Have you heard about this before I told you about it?
Vaguely. I didn't get the full debriefing about it because it's, you know, there's so much news that passes by you in the day. You know, you'll catch a glimpse of this.
And it's everywhere all the time, constantly.
Exactly. Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to steal this idea that I got just for this episode that I got from the In the Moment podcast.
Shout out.
Shout out. Hella shout out.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 60 seconds to go the fuck off about what you just heard. Say whatever you want to say, whatever you feel, 60 seconds. And the only reason I'm giving you that time frame, because I know you, you'll talk for the entire goddamn
I'll talk for the next
20
hour.
Years. And this episode will never get recorded and finished. I'm dropping 60 seconds on the clock.
So this is my unabashed thoughts on
this. Is whatever the fuck you want to say. And I got my phone here.
Okay.
And go.
I know this bitch is rich, most likely. She has to be. This is privilege. Privilege is a very important word to use in a moment like this, because it covers a lot of gaps when it comes to things you're supposed to learn as a person, as a human being, as someone who has honor and respect for other people. And that respect goes vast. It's supposed to go for everything. So to see that these kind of opinions still exist wholeheartedly, like not like a troll or like motherfucker trying to get clout or some shit, that it's really appalling. Regardless of color or gender, where on the planet you live at, I don't that shit don't even matter, G. You can be an asshole anywhere in the world. You can be a dick, disrespectful ass motherfucker anywhere in the world. You know what I'm saying? So it sucks because really just gotta die out to really cure shit like that.
Time's up.
I could have expounded on
I know.
Five of the things I spoke about.
So here's the thing. Everything that you all just heard her say is what she said. That was recorded. She was looking at a phone or something, and she recorded this. I don't know how or why, but she did it. And here's the thing. I can probably speak for a lot of black people when I say this, and I normally don't speak for all of us, but none of us are really surprised. Anything that she said or anything that she felt that she could say that and record it and just not even worry about it, that didn't surprise us. The thing that annoys me, I would say, is that because of social media, now we're often forced to see these people exist all over our phones, so it's harder to get away from. And this is also a reminder to those who think that black people be tripping when y'all think that we don't have to deal with the racism anymore. That's bullshit, because this is this year. This was this just happened. Okay, so it's pretty fucking recent. And
anyone who has the audacity to believe that racism still doesn't exist in this world, you are also a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a part of the problem.
There are many people who think just like her.
You're the person who's seeing someone get robbed and walks the fuck away.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are in this scenario.
Oh, they pull the phone out and record it.
You pull your phone out and do some other shit. Get on TikTok and just scroll while your eyes are walking away.
And the reason this keeps going on, because these people, they're spreading all their hatred online, and they're also making children and teaching their children that shit. And that's how they keep this this way of thinking alive.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned before that she is an Indiana State University student, and many people are waiting for Indiana State University to speak out on this issue. And clearly, they have morality clauses and things like that. So, of course, many people would like her to be expelled or suspended or something.
I mean, I'll leak her Social Security card right now. And I'll take the charge. So? So?
Wes is ready to dock a bitch. Dock a bitch, you know? So students are on the campus are even protesting with signs, you know, students against racism and justice brings peace. And, of course, Indiana State released a statement that is generic as fuck and doesn't really make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, something vague enough to get them out of the way of the bullets.
Well, we spoke on it. You know what I'm saying? So
we are no way affiliated with the comments, views, and understandings of one ASO, whatever the fuck her last name is. And she is disavowed from anything that we do. Bye.
Or some other shit. Yeah, right. I also came across another video that about a man named Eric Stone at Eric Brian Stone on TikTok was actually able to contact her and ask her what the fuck. So I'll play a small clip of some of that, but what I'll do is I will post the video link down below in the show notes. You can watch it its entirety. It's about 5 minutes, but it's pretty interesting.
Everybody meet Asa. Now Asa has gone viral for all the wrong reasons, and I got her on the phone, but let me break down why she went viral in the first place before we get into that. She said, "I'm sorry, if you're black, you're not country. I know you were raised in the country, or your grandparents were, but they was picking, okay? They wasn't planning. They wasn't making money. They were getting sold for money. All of that because Beyonce dropped the country album. Now, I tried to call her daddy.
Hey, this is sorry, can you take your call right now? Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you.
And her mama.
You just leave me a message, and I'll get back to you. Thanks, bye.
But they were smart enough not to answer. Let's see how smart you are.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Asa?
Who's calling?
Well, I immediately brought up her viral video.
About the current situation and everything that's going on. Obviously, I know you're fully aware of it.
I really don't want to speak on this topic. I just don't really feel like it's smart for me to comment on something without a lawyer present because it's just going to continue to get twisted up.
What would get twisted up?
The story.
What about the story would get twisted?
The entire thing, just like everything else has gotten twisted so far. I just don't feel like I need to comment on it anymore.
How was that? Because in this moment, you thought you were putting black people in their place.
Why do you feel like black people can't do country music?
No comment.
Okay, let me ask you this. Since you don't want to comment on anything, do you feel like people are upset for a good reason?
Rightfully so, yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, people are upset for the wrong reason because the story continues to get twisted up.
No, I know. I understand that. I'm just trying to understand how people twisted it because I haven't seen any.
And she hanged up on me, but I called her again.
Hello?
Okay, so let me try it this way.
And she hanged up on me again. So I waited a little bit, let things calm down, and then I called her a third time.
Hello?
Hey, I know we talked earlier, and I wanted to see if, you know, if you had time to think about it.
So, after the text you had sent, I really don't think that I will be speaking about it at all. Like I told you several times, I have no comment.
Oh, you mean this text message where I said your no comment speaks volumes.
Okay, well, since you said that, I think that no matter how the public perceives it, either way, you're supposed to be unbiased. So...
Well, it's kind of hard to be unbiased when you're telling that black people were picking and not making money. That's something you kind of got to be biased on, because if you're pro-slavery, that's a really bad thing, right?
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but is journalism not something that's unbiased? Like, you can correct me, but is that not correct? Like, I thought journalism is supposed to be unbiased.
Journalism is unbiased, but absolutely, but there's lines, right? Like, if there's a story on, say, Hitler, I'm not going to be pro-Hitler, right? If there's a story on pro-slavery, I'm not going to be pro-slavery. There's certain lines and barriers that you just don't cross because it's just immoral by complete standards. So, yeah, absolutely, I have no problem being unbiased, but, like, those lines I will not cross.
Okay, well, like I said, I have no comment, and please do not call me again.
Okay, are you for slavery?
Okay, so if I would have been unbiased and would have had your kind of mindset, you wouldn't have spoken to me. But because I'm against slavery, you're silent. That young lady speaks volumes. My name's Eric Stone. Dosis.
So yes, people like Asa still exist. I have no idea what Indiana State University is really going to do about the situation. They've been kind of tight-lipped about it. But what I do know is that Beyonce is making history. Her album is number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. And that makes her the first Black woman to ever top that chart. So have a seat, Asa, because this Black woman is still shining.
If she's as petty as I might believe her to be, she'll do a concert at the school. That'd be sweet.
That will be sweet. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything that you can take from this episode, it's Chili from TLC is now dating Matthew Lawrence, and I just found out. They've been dating since like 2022.
You just found out about this?
Yeah, I'm literally, as I'm recording this podcast episode, I found out as I was writing the script. So
they look like a 90s sitcom couple.
I know, I know. I had no idea. That's what I took from this podcast episode. And also, he's the hottest Lawrence brother, I feel like.
Whoa. That's only because the Joey was doing weird stuff with his hair. Leaking hair plugs and stuff.
Yeah, that was weird. But even then, I mean, he's got a great body, great, you know, good guy.
Yeah.
But I think Matthew is better. And Andrew, I don't know.
We don't even see Andrew enough to really.
They're always making videos and shit on TikTok and Instagram. So I see them. They're on my feed all the fucking time.
Really? Oh, okay. I just meant from a cinematic perspective.
Yeah, I follow my favorite 90s people. So that's my
feed. That's understandable.
Yeah, 90s is in my algorithm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so anyway, professionally silly life rules. That's happening right now.
Of course.
Yeah. Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties.
Don't forget the nips.
And put those things on puppy melons. Let's see those.
Yeah, let's see. With a nice Berzon frisé first.
I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. And you're not going to say the lobes, like you always say?
I mean, I was hoping you were going to, but yes, the lobes. Yes, the lobes, too. That's my favorite part.
I shouldn't have said anything because you were actually quiet during that part for one moment. And then I'm like, aren't you going to say the thing that annoys the shit out of me?
But no, but you did it for me, so thanks.
Ah, great. Anyways, shout out to the listeners. Love you guys. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. It would definitely help my podcast grow. If this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. There's a lot of randomness waiting for your ears.
So much randomness. You may not even be able to contain it. You may have to section it off by like days or weeks. Some kind of like pill, like Monday through Saturday kind of thing.
Everything he's saying is absolutely correct. We are the number one podcast that nobody knows about. So that makes me number one on the charts.
That's why you didn't know.
That's right. So do me a favor and share a podcast with a friend, because that'll be helpful. Also, you can check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. Okay, so Wes, DJ Hank Cousin, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Well, you can start with behind you. Ha! Don't look.
That's like your favorite fucking joke.
It really is, because it's so like it's mixed with some ninja and some horror movie and some just quick agileness. Nevertheless, you can find me a little bit of everywhere. All right, starting with TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin, of course, Twitter/X, Wes D Roberts or Capricorn Jenkins, yeah, and of course Instagram by Wes Roberts, and the OD Podcast Instagram as well. Hey, I'll make more stuff when I feel like it. Nevertheless, follow anyway.
You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. We have new Paranormal Blacktivity series, a 3-part series on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel. That's my second YouTube channel. And I go to Noonan, Georgia, and I do an investigation for a family, a residential investigation. Everyone thinks that paranormal experiences are terrifying and scary and dark and evil, but this 3-part series shows you that there is more to it than just that. It's beautiful. It can be warm. It can be comedic. And this one was amazing.
Listeners, this is, I mean, this is elevating the content as far as the paranormal side of things. I mean, this is some Sixth Sense mixed with some documentary, mixed with some suspenseful, you know, TV. I mean, this is prime level stuff right here as far as the paranormal world. As far as I'm concerned, because there's so many scammers and whammers out here trying to sell a book to you based off of your fear and your apprehensions of the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this we're hitting to the root, and I mean from a heart standpoint and also an otherworldly standpoint.
Yeah,
just it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
It's just like when because it's me. If you're like super in, like if you're scared of the paranormal, if you think it would be too scary to watch. Starting with the Paranormal Activity channel is like the best way to kind of wet your toe,
mm-hmm.
and dip your toe in the paranormal, because my videos are made to be intriguing and, you know, and also kind of funny too, because it's me.
And yeah, of course.
You know, I can't turn me off. No matter
of course. Yeah. It's going to be, it's going to be infused with that comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, but what I love, Smiles, is the fact that like, this is some real shit. Listeners, I keep wanting to say viewers. Listeners, this is some real shit. So whatever apprehensions you have going into it, just know this is some real shit.
Just what I'll do is at the end of the episode, I'll go ahead and post the audio trailer mm-hmm. of the very next one that's coming. It's actually a trailer for two of the three-part series. So part one came out last Friday. Part two comes out today. If you're listening to this episode the day it comes out,
mm-hmm.
the 19th, it's going to be at 7 p.m. So you can join in on the premiere chat. The live chat will be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. So check me out. All that information, I'll even put the link to the premiere down in the show notes as well.
Yes.
All right. So check out the show notes once again for bonus information, like I just said, including my social media. All that good stuff. And if you're interested in writing or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, I'm your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Humans are the only species that pay to live. These are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. So you're welcome. You can think about it too.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Anyways, titties. PB viewers, I'm back.
Can you make this light up again? You just have to get close to it.
When would you say is the last time you actually experienced something in this house?
A couple days ago.
He sees a big black thing crawling up his ceiling.
Do you play with your sister sometimes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
How many people are sitting at this table right now? You've had experiences in the short 3 months that you've been here.
Yeah.
This thing was huge.
Like scanning my body. It was almost like it was trying to learn me. I don't know how to explain it. I was being examined.
What is happening?
I'm so shook right now.
Spoon like got knocked out of the bowl.
And it didn't like just
the bowl
fall out.
Moved first, like it scooted.
Yeah.
And then the spoon went like flying the other way.
Alice, is there anything that you would like to say to your parents?
Did you just move something in the closet?